Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To bring healing to a hurting, broken heart. To bring life to a lost sinner. To fill a saint that need more of God. To feed the hungry that don't know where they're going to get their next meal. God has provided a way that we shall live in this earth. Satan came in this earth and he put everything out of order, out of place, and called men to panic, called men to fail. But Jesus came and set everything right with us again. So when we understand the message, understand who, what the gospel is, how to receive what comes from heaven above, see the good news comes from a realm we can't see with our natural eye. But it comes from a realm we can believe God, believe that there is a God, and he manifests his goodness and we see it in the midst of us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Have you ever been hurting? And you simply say, God, I believe that you are my healer. I take my healing right now. And just a few moments, you find something changed inside of you. The pain that was so severe seems to disappear. You didn't see it. But you notice in your body that it wasn't there anymore. How did you get it to happen? Because of the goodness of God. You believed in an unseen power. And because you believed it and said it, it happened in your life. Satan trying to get people away from speaking. And Jesus said, you can have what you say, and the devil keep trying to make you back away and say something else that you don't want. But oh, the gospel is good news to every lost person. The gospel is good news to every broken home. The gospel is good news to every broken dream. The gospel is good news for every family member, every lost family member that don't know how to get, how to find their way back home. The gospel is good news to our nation, to our world. And that's why Jesus said, preach it. Thank you, Lord. So as we go, we tell the good news to our neighbor, how Jesus saved, how he healed, how he straightened out things. What you mean? That we learn how to receive the word of God, how to speak the word of God, how to release it, because Jesus came and he said things, and he set things right with man. Hallelujah. So what is the gospel? Good news. Good news. I don't have to be broke no more. I don't have to be sick no more. I don't have to be depressed anymore. Hallelujah. I don't have to try to fix it on my own anymore. He did it all. I receive it done. I say it's done. I claim what belongs to me. I say I'm healed. I say I'm well. I say I'm strong. I say I'm an overcomer. I say I'm a conqueror. I say I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. That's the good news. The enemy can't stop me for this happening in my life. Hallelujah. It's good news. Hallelujah. Philip preaching in Samaria. Paul preached it when it came out of Iconium. He preached it at Lystra. He preached it at Debra. He preached this gospel. There was a man crippled in his feet. And Paul perceived, recognized by the Spirit of God, that the man had heard what he was saying and had faith to be healed. And he said, stand up on your feet. And the man leaped and rose to his feet, leaping and walking. How can you do that? That's good news. That's power coming from a realm that you don't see with your natural eye. but it released through words that you believe in your heart. And it happened in the life of those receive what's been said. Hallelujah. 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 So if you want Holy Ghost, you want to be filled with the Holy Ghost, you want to be saved. How do you get saved? With words. Jesus. Jesus. Come in my heart. Save me now. That's how you get saved. Jesus. Take my life and do something with it. That's how you get saved. How you get filled with the Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, God sent you on the day of Pentecost. I want you in my life. Fill me now. Oh. And drink him in. Hallelujah. And as you do, you can open your mouth and begin to pray to God in another language. Yes. How do you get healed? How do you get healed? I believe that Jesus is a healer. Jesus, thank you. You took my infirmity. You bore my sickness. By his stripes, I am. We were. So now I take my healing, Lord. I take my healing. I receive it. You know what happened to most people? When you say, I take my healing, I receive it now. You know what happened to most people? You know what happened? This is what happened. The pain seemed to continue to exist and consist. Then we change our mind. So, well, I guess it didn't get healed. But if you won't change your mind, you won't change your confession. And you just keep on saying, keep standing. I don't know why some healing manifests instantly and some over a period of time, but it doesn't matter. I got it the moment I prayed for it. I got it the moment I prayed for it. Just like I got born again the moment I got saved. I didn't gradually, I got saved. And I just stand on the word. I feed on it. Somebody asks you, how you doing? Oh, child, I don't feel so good. Look like I'm getting a little weaker now. I'm getting a little. Is that what you want? No, I'm healed. So what if you have to go to the doctor? I'm just helping people out. Yes. You mean the doctor make you change your confession? No, sir. I take the medicine and say, thank you, Lord, I'm here. Amen. Your word is working mightily in me. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Because sometimes you take the pill, take the pain pill, it helps ease the pain so you can increase your faith.
Yes. All right.
You can believe God better without hurting. You can. Am I helping anybody? And just keep the word going, and it's working. It's working. Your mind said, "Child, I don't see any change." I ain't asked you. I'm telling you what I believe. It's working. How do I know it's working? God said it. God said it. I'm still talking about the gospel.